Today on Experts from Co-Energy Propane, it's Brian Adams. Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you in with us here. Some people are considering retrofitting their house with propane appliances. Now, why might that be a good idea?
Yeah, great question. So there's a couple advantages to retrofitting with propane. Probably the first and the most exciting is just the efficiency that you get from a propane appliance. Propane burns extremely clean. It's one of the most efficient energy sources for the home. Appliances such as your furnace, your water heater, your tankless water heater, your dryer, even your fridge can all be powered off of propane as an energy source.
So if you've got, comparing a natural gas furnace to a propane heating furnace, it takes less time to heat up with propane than it would with other fuels, so you're using less propane than you are of other fuels, right?
That's correct. So not only are you heating the home up quicker, but you're more efficient with the energy source that you're using. So propane outperforms natural gas from that efficiency perspective. It's also, you know, here in Central Oregon, we've had some issues with the natural gas supply during the really cold times, where propane is independent of all that infrastructure. There's no pipelines associated with propane. There's no electric transmission lines associated with it. So it's delivered directly to your house, and you're allowed to store that on your premises there. So it's a fuel source that's always available for you.
Yeah, how large are the tanks on a typical home?
Yeah, so they can vary from about 120 gallons up to 1,000 gallons of propane. You know, at Co-Energy and a lot of your local propane providers, you can give them a call, talk to them about your usage, how many people are in the home, how many appliances, and they'll be able to give you a pretty strong estimate of what the proper size of propane tank is for your particular situation.
So being off the grid like that, it certainly is a comfort. It's a security when you do have, you know, bad weather that we get here occasionally. And what about propane generators?
Yeah, so propane generators are really the premier choice when it comes to alternative power, backup power for your house. A couple reasons. One is, again, it's considered a clean energy source. It's a reliable and efficient energy source. But then also, one of the things that isn't regularly recognized about propane is that it doesn't expire. So unlike a diesel or a gasoline product that you have to worry every 6 to 12 months about cycling that product through, propane has no expiration. Propane that is delivered today isn't any different than propane that would have been delivered 100 years ago. And when it's in that tank, it doesn't expire, and you don't have to worry about, is that product still good, or is it going to cause any problems in the use or to the generator itself?
I'm thinking of older neighborhoods. There may be some in Bend, but I'm from the Portland area for sure, where they do furnace oil. Right.
Yeah.
And the big truck had to come by. And so that, because the longer it sits in the tank, it changes composition, right?
Yeah, not true with propane. So propane doesn't change that composition. It stays in the same state regardless of the amount of time that goes by.
All right. And then people are being encouraged to do a retrofit by rebates as well.
Yeah, that's true. So there is up to about $2,800 per household in rebates. What's great about the program is you can buy the appliance from any appliance store that you want. It doesn't have to be from a propane provider. Once that appliance is installed, the local propane company will come out, do a systems check, make sure that everything's safe and is working properly. You mirror the receipt of the appliance together with that safety check and qualify for anywhere from a $250 up to a $500 rebate per appliance.
Wow. Can you give us some guidance on maybe what size or type of appliances will work best with propane?
Yeah, so the most obvious choice is going to be your home furnace. We have a lot of customers that will use a hybrid type of solution where they'll have a heat pump that runs off of electricity during normalized weather. But that heat pump and the use of electricity loses a lot of efficiencies when it gets really cold. So a hybrid solution will allow to run off of electricity during the normalized temperatures. And then when you reach extreme cold weather, typically somewhere around 34 degrees or lower, then it'll switch over to the propane, which is going to be more efficient and less costly for you as the homeowner.
All right. For more information on all of this, where can we go? And I'm looking for your website.
You can always find us at coenergy.net.
Coenergy.net is the place to go. Brian Adams with Coenergy Propane. Great to see you.
Thank you very much for having me in today.
On FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.